This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel says its troops have entered Gaza's second largest city as intensified bombardments and streams of ambulances and cars racing to hospitals with wounded and dead Palestinians. Military says its forces are in the heart of Khan Yunis, which has emerged as the first target in the expanded ground offensive into southern Gaza. Israel says it aims to destroy Hamas. The United States is imposing a visa ban on Israeli settlers engaged in West Bank violence against Palestinians. Details from VOA's Steve Herman.
The State Department announced on Tuesday that it is beginning to impose travel bans on dozens of extremist Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank who have been implicated in a series of recent attacks.
We have made clear, we think that when the facts support it, people should be prosecuted if they've committed acts of violence. And so we've taken the actions that we, the United States government, can take.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the action is coming now because the Israeli government has not taken sufficient action to rein in such violence. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives Republican Party majority is sticking to demands for sweeping border security changes and any deal for more aid to Ukraine.
It was a hardline message from Speaker Mike Johnson at a closed-door GOP meeting. A Republican in the room says Johnson declared big border policy changes would be their hill to die on. In talks over the Biden administration's nearly $106 billion aid package for the wars in Ukraine and Israel and other security needs. Moments later,
the battle is for the border. We do that first as a top priority, and we'll take care of these other obligations.
The administration says it will run out of funding to send Kyiv weapons and other help by year's end. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union Home Affairs Commissioner Eva Johansson is warning that Europe faces a huge risk of terrorist attacks over the Christmas holiday period. Warning comes days after a man stabbed a tourist to death and injured two other people with a hammer near the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Suspected assailant had sworn allegiance to the Islamic State group just before the attack. Johansson told reporters that the war between Israel and Hamas and the polarization it causes in society are fueling the risk of extremist attacks. She provided no details about any police security information and might have led to her warning. On top, U.S. law enforcement officials warning lawmakers that a failure to renew key surveillance authorities before they expire at year's end could put America in danger.
With time running out, FBI Director Christopher Wray pleaded with lawmakers to renew the controversial surveillance authority and not give an advantage to China, Iran, and other U.S. adversaries. 702, also known as Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, allows the FBI and U.S. intelligence agencies to gather the electronic data of non-Americans without first obtaining a court order. Intelligence officials call the provision critical, allowing authorities to uncover terror plots, track drug shipments, and even uncover war crimes. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Britain signed a new treaty with Rwanda on Tuesday, which it said would overcome a court decision blocking its plan to deport asylum seekers to the East African country, a ruling that dealt a huge blow to the government's immigration policy. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
The court ruled last month that Britain's plan to send tens of thousands of asylum seekers arriving on its shores without permission to Rwanda would violate international human rights laws enshrined in domestic legislation. Britain wants to deter migrants crossing the English Channel from Europe in small boats as part of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's immigration reforms ahead of an expected general election next year. The new treaty will include an agreement that Rwanda would not expel asylum seekers to a country where their life or freedom would be threatened, one of the court's major concerns.
Peru's Constitutional Court has ordered an immediate humanitarian release for imprisoned former President Alberto Fujimori. The 85-year-old former leader has been serving a 25-year sentence in connection with the death squad slayings of 25 Peruvians in the 1990s. The court ruled in favor of a 2017 pardon that had granted the former leader release on humanitarian grounds, but later was annulled. Fujimori was sentenced in 2009 to 25 years in prison on charges of human rights abuses. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.